about a year and a half, and did the secretary work and did the canning kitchen and things like that. We'd go out, you know, the meat was rationed and things like that, and we'd go out to these big camps where they were set up for canning purposes like that, and we'd go out and can beef or whatever they had, vegetables and so forth, or they could bring it into the county kitchen there, and I oversaw that. It was really interesting. I enjoyed it and got to meet a number of people, and some of the boys that I made contact with, their mothers would write and tell them that took it to the canning kitchen and she did the canning and she sealed it up. And one of the things the boys wanted was cigarettes. They were so stale, said, by the time they would get them, and they'd bring them to me and I'd put them in number 10 cans and seal them up and send them to them, and that boy said they could sell them for a nickel a piece of fresh cigarettes.
Okay, I'm going to check something. Okay, you mentioned your work as the home demonstration agent. You work as lunchroom manager. Was that, how'd you like that? Can you tell me about the work?
Well, that was really the experience, I think, of my life. I went over, a cousin of mine was working in the kitchen and the manager was retiring. And she said, well, why don't you? She said, you're looking for work. You want to start to work next year. Why don't you go and apply for it? I said, well, I don't know anything at all about the work. I've never done any kind of work like that. And she said, well, you have taught nutrition classes and you've done all of this, made menus and things. Said, well, I think it would be real easy for you. So I went over to see the principal and I walked in and he said, well, why didn't I think of it? He said, well, you don't even have to fill out an application form. Said, you're hired right now if you'll take it. So I went to work and I knew nothing about it. So I started right in with my bike. And of course, we have just a budget to run on. You can't make money and you can't go in the hole. But you still have to give the balanced meal. You have to have a type A meal for the children. And of course, being in a high school, it was a challenge to me because I had a son at that age. It started over there at the same time. And he had quite a number of friends. I was a homeroom mother. I was active in the course department. And in all the activities of the high school. And the kids would say, well, why can't we have so-and-so to eat? I don't like so-and-so, I don't. Well, this was the help that I really helped me. And then one of the boys that was president of the student council, the second year I was there, he came to me and he said, would you object if we put a question and answer box in the lunchroom? And then we pick it up and have you come sit with us during the discussions. And I said, no, that'd help me. So we did. We put a dislike and a like, what you would like and what you would. So from that, we began to work. And when I left there, I was giving them a choice of a hot lunch or a cold lunch. They could have a choice of sandwiches. They could have a choice of salads. And I never went in the hole. Sometimes I was right on the borderline. And the children would just start. When I went to work, we were feeding 210. When I left, I was feeding 827. So it did improve, and I tried to give to the boys and girls what they wanted. And of course, having teenagers, then my daughter came on over. She was there 2 years before I left. And being associated with the children in their classes, it helped me because they'd come and tell me what they liked and what they didn't like, and that's the program I tried to give the children back what they wanted, which the managers before hadn't been doing. They just have a certain menu and that was it, and you know, and repeat it every 3 days. So the funniest experience we had was three of the mothers came to the principal one day and, oh, they just raised cane because the children were not getting the proper meal back there. He said, well, I know better than that. He said, well, I tell you what, said at my invitation and at my expense.